This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Bechoros, tape number 2.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rab Aaron Shimon ben Harav, Rav Chaim Weg, Zichrono Levracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We're in Masechta Becheres at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Lamed He, Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah says, if an animal Bechor was pursuing a person, and the person kicked this Bechor animal in order to defend himself, and he made a mum, the animal becomes mutter to shech, since the kavana wasn't to be matter of the animal, but only to defend himself. And the Gemara says, it's only mutter if the kick was done at the time of the redifa, but if it was done afterwards, then the animal is not mutter. And before a behemah is born, the Gemara says it's okay to inflict a mum, since before it's born, it's not considered to be a bechor yet. The next Mishnah. A mum, which could have been man-made, a shepherd, who's a Yisrael, is believed to say it wasn't man-made. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, he's only believed on someone else's behemah, not his own behemah. Gemara. If someone is chashud on something, he can't be an aid or a dayan on that particular thing, since his opinion will be considered biased. And halachas like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that a child can be made for a shayla bechor in his father's house, but a wife is not believed, since we say she's biased. We say ishtoi kigufoi, therefore her opinion is considered to be a biased one. Daf Lamed Vav. If one aid heard from a different aid that the mum came naturally, so this is aid mi pi aid, it's a machlekes if aid mi pi aid will be mutter for bechor. Some hold that aid mi pi aid only works for the death of a woman's husband, or we have to make sure that the woman can remarry. We say the halacha by bechor is that it's kosher if it's aid mi pi aid. The Gemara says if someone establishes an isser and then a heter, we believe them even in a biased situation, because we say the rule is pesha asar hu hapeh sheheter. The next Mishnah. A kayin is believed to say that he showed an animal to a chacham, who declared that it has a mum kavua, which came naturally. Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says the kayin is also believed to say that he didn't create the mum, but it came naturally. This is because of the rule called milsa, the avida li gluye, lai mishakri ba inshi. Anything that will eventually become uncovered, people don't lie about today. And the Gemara says there was a bechor who had one large and one small eye, and this is certain to be considered a natural mum. The next Mishnah. Everyone is believed to say that a mum came naturally. The next Mishnah. If a bechor has a clear mum kavua, for example, an eye is blind, or the leg is cut off, if you have three people, even if they're not mumchen, you can assume that it's a mum and shecht it. Rabbi Yossi says, even if you have the 23 men of the Sanhedrin, you still need a mumcha before you can shecht it. Gemara. By a neder, if there is no chacham, three regular people can be mefer neder. Rabbi Yehuda says you need at least one chacham. Daf Lamed Zayin. Usually we pass him like Rabbi Yossi because he has a good svara. Rabbi Yossi nimukai imai. The Mishnah. If someone shechted a bechor and sold the meat, and he had never showed the animal to a chacham to determine if a mum existed, so whatever was eaten, the buyer must give that value back to the seller, and the remaining meat must be buried, because it's usser bahana. If the animal is treif, and the seller sold it, the seller must give the money back, but the meat is not usser bahana. The Gemara. There are certain things which we say, nefesh katzabahem, it makes a person sick to eat them. This includes nevelus, treifus, shkatzim, and ramasim. Other items don't make a person sick, for example, becharis, tfalim, and yayin nesach. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes brings down an interesting halacha. He says that if one mistakenly ate something which is usser, for example, like tevel, he's not mechuyev to say birchas hamazon afterwards. And certainly he doesn't say anything afterwards if he ate non-kosher meat. The Ravid disagrees and says that even after eating food which is usser, one must still say the birchas hamazon because pleasure was still derived. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Vav al Elu Mumin, the Mishnah. On these kind of mumin, we allow a bechor to be shechted, if part of the ear was cut off, if there was a large hole, or the ear is considered dry. Reisi ben Meshulam says it must be dry enough to be able to be crumbled for you to be able to shecht this bechor. Gemara. The halacha of piercing the ear of an Eved Ivri who wants to stay more than 6 years, we don't do it if the Eved Ivri is a kayin, since by doing this, it will turn the kayin into a balmum, and it'll be pasul l'kahuna. The Gemara says the shedra, the spine, and the skull of a mace, can be metama ba'ayhel, but not if they are missing something. How much does the shedra have to be missing for it to be unable to be metama ba'ayhel? Beis Shammai says shtei chulias, two vertebrae. Beis Hillel says one chulia. Daf Lamed Ches. If a klei cheres does not have a base kibbel, a receptacle, its outer surface is not considered a separate entity. So if the inside, the teich, becomes tame, so does the gav, so does the outside, or vice versa as well. Midaraisa, the rule is that a keli cannot become tame via being touched by food or liquid which are tame. However, midarabanan, mashkin can be metama a keli because of gzera of zav vizava, whose liquid can be metama a keli. The Mishnah. If an eyelid was split, or the eye has a growth, these are considered mumin, which would allow one to shecht a bechor. Gemara. If a Talmud Chacham stated a brand new halacha, as long as he paskened it before a maisa came to his hands, we listen to him, i.e. he's not considered biased. The Mishnah. If a behemoth's eyes tear permanently for 80 days, then it's called a mum kavua, and it can be shechted. Daf Lamed Tes, the Mishnah. If the nose was punctured, or is missing a piece, or it was split, also if the lip was split, this is called a mum, and the animal can be shechted. Gemara. It's only considered a mum if it is on the outside of the lip or the nose, but if it's inside and we can't see it, it's not called a mum. The next Mishnah. If a piece of a front tooth is cut down, this is called a mum, but the back teeth, only if it's missing completely, is it called a mum. Gemara. If a behemoth is missing an internal organ, for example, like a kidney, is this called a mum or not? Gemara says, machlokes. If someone cuts the ear of an animal before the shechita, but before the Kabbalah, however, then we say that it's pasul, since it must be a shalem for the Kabbalah as well. In fact, from the pasuk in Shmais, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk A, we learn that not only must the Karban Pesach be less than 1 year old when the shechita is performed, but during the other avodas as well, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, it also has to be less than 1 year old. For example, Kuntres Aladas says that if a lamb was born on Erev Pesach at 3 p.m., and is offered as a Karban Pesach on the following Erev Pesach, the Zrika must be performed before 3 o'clock. If the Shechita is performed before 3 o'clock, but the Zrika is after 3 o'clock, then the Karban is Pasul. We know that a boy, when he becomes 13 years of age, he becomes Bar Mitzvah, and he's Mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Most poskim are of the opinion that if a boy, for example, was born at 3 p.m. on the first day of Nisan, he becomes Bar Mitzvah on the night of his 13th birthday. That is, at the nightfall at the onset of the first of Nisan, which is actually a little earlier, of course, than 3 p.m. This is brought in the Magen Avraham and Arachayim, Simen Nun Gimel, Sifkat Nun Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Simen Nun Gimel, and the Mishnah Brura, the Simen Nun Hei, Sifkat Mem Beis. Interestingly, the Mari Bruna, which is brought in the Berhetiv, Arachayim, Simen Nun Gimel, Sifkat Nun Gimel, has another opinion on this matter. He learns from a Mishnah in Nida on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, that a boy does not become bar mitzvah until he is 13 years old plus one day, because the Mishnah says that a boy attains the age of being mechuyev in halachas and keeping mitzvahs when he is ben yud gimel shanim v'yayim echad, 13 years and one day. Accordingly, in the above example that we mentioned before, the boy is not a bar mitzvah until the second of Nisan. Some paiskim, by the way, including the she'iltas, are of the opinion that the 13 years are reckoned from the exact moment of birth, meis leis, similar to how our Gemara reckons the age of a carbon. According to this boy who was born at 3 p.m. on the first of Nisan, becomes a bar mitzvah on the first day of Nisan. We, of course, as you mentioned before, paskin like Magen Avram, Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Mishnah Brura, that even if the boy is born late in the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but he still becomes officially bar mitzvah as early as the night before. The Mishnah. If the encasement of the gid is missing, this is considered a mum. If the tail is faulty, it's also a mum if it cannot heal. Gemara. How many threads do we put in a baguette in order to make tzitzis? Beis Shammai says we put in 4. So we have 8 strings because we fold them in half. So this 4 times 2 is equal to 8. Beis Hillel says 3 strings, that's equal to 6. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were 2 sticks used to measure an amma. The next Mishnah. If an animal has no beitzim, or only one, this is also called a mum. The next Mishnah. If an animal has an extra leg, it's missing a leg, or it has a funny shape, or the joint is dislocated, this is also called a mum. Gemara. If the problem is with the hind leg, It's not only a balmum, but it's a trefa as well. The Mishnah. If a bone is broken, even if it isn't nicker, this is called a mum. The next Mishnah. There was a maisa where the lower jaw of an animal extended beyond the upper one, and they paskin that this is considered a mum. Mishnah. If the ear of a gedi was doubled, if it's one cartilage, then it's considered a mum. But if it's two cartilages, it's not considered a mum. If the tail looks like that of a chazir, this is a mum. The next Mishnah. Reb Chanina ben Antigonus said that if an animal has a wart in its eye, that's considered to be a mum. If the mouth bone was broken, or the eyes or the ears are different sizes, this is considered a mum. The next Mishnah. If the tail of the calf is too short, this is also a mum. Dat Mem Aleph, the next Mishnah. On the aforementioned mumen, the owner can shecht it, and the animal is considered psulei mukdashin, and therefore it can be redeemed. The next Mishnah. On these conditions, the behema has a partial mum, and it isn't roi for a carbon, but also is not shechted as a bechor. What are these cases? If it has a temporary tearing in the eye, chipped teeth, boils, if it's old, sick, smells bad, an avero was done with it, or it killed but there weren't two edim, or if it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel says that an androgynous, which is a suffix zachar, is considered to be a bechor, but an androgynous is not roi to be a karbonoila. The Chachamim say, an androgynous is considered a beria bifnei atzmai, but a tumtum is called a suffix, therefore it's kadosh. Daf Mem Beis. If an animal was set aside for avodah zarah, or used as payment for a zayna, it's possible to be used as a karbon. If malika was done, it's called a nevela, and therefore it can be metame begadim abeis habliya, when swallowed. Rabbi Elazar says, a trefa, or klayim, a crossbreed, it's a daifin, something which is born through a Caesarean, tumtum, suffik zachar, suffik the keva, or an androgynous, which is both male and female, these cannot become kadesh, even if a tmura was done. Rabbi Lai said, an androgynous is a bechor with a mum. The Chacham say it's a new kind of creature. If an animal urinates from the area of a normal zachar, we can assume that it's a zachar. If it's from the area of the nekeva, then it remains a sveka. Finally, if a tumtum is mekadesh, a woman, we go lechomer and say the kedushin is chal, since if he was a male, they would be legally married. If his brother dies, we do chalitza, but we do not do yibam. The reason we do chalitza is out of the suffix. This marks the end of this perek. Perek Zayin, Mumin Elu, Daf Mem Gimel, the Mishnah. By a kayin, not only can a permanent mum pasal, but even a temporary mum can pasal a kayin from avaida. And there are extra mumin by a kayin which don't apply to a bechor. For example, if he's a hunchback, if Yehuda says he's kosher, Chacham says he's pasal. If he's fully bald, he has no hair, then he's also pasal. Gemara. Rava asked, why did the Torah have to write a separate psul for mum for bechor and for kayin? Learn one out from the other. He answers, they're different for many numerous reasons, therefore you need both. If a person has a physical deformity, he is pasul for kahuna. This we see from the pasuk of Vayikra Chaf Aleph, call ish mizera arain. We darshan that he must look like the zera of arain to do the avaida. If he doesn't, even if he has no real mum, he cannot do the avaida. Vanafkamina is that if he's just enishava, he doesn't look like the zera arain. If b'di'evet he did the avaida is okay. But if he has a real mum, even if he did the avaida b'di'evet, the avaida is pasul. The next Mishnah. If a kayin has one or has no eyebrows, this is called gibein, which the Torah refers to. Taisa says gibein means if the eyebrows droop down. The next Mishnah. When the Torah says a charam is pasul for avoida, it's referring to if there is no bridge on the nose between his eyes, or his eyes are not balanced. Daf Mem Dalad, the Gemara. If a kayin is blind in an eye, he is also pasul for avoida. The next Mishnah. If the eyes of a kayin are too large or too small, or his body is way too large or too small relative to the rest of his body, these are called mumin. If his teeth were removed, he's really kosher, but Mid Rabbanan, they said he was pasul because of maris ha'ayin. Interestingly, the Arha Yashar talks about the case of a kayin who wears dentures. He suggests that since the Rabbanim disqualified a kayin who doesn't have teeth because of maris ha'ayin, perhaps wearing dentures remedies the problem, as much as a person with dentures is not, you can't really notice that he's wearing dentures. Therefore, a person like that would still be mutter to do the avaida. Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amas tall, as we see from the fact that he spread out, he was able to, his long is spreading out over the oil. If a goat that normally has horns doesn't have horns, or vice versa, a goat that normally does not have horns has horns, it's still kosher as a carbon. The next Mishnah. If a person has a bulging stomach or epileptic attacks, these are considered also mumin. Gemara. A person shouldn't urinate when he has to urinate. It's not good to hold it back health-wise. It could potentially be a sakana. Everyone has two openings, one for the urine and one for the zera, with a thin wall between them. The Gemara says a woman should not be directly in front of a child while urinating, since this is like azus. If a person doesn't have relations with his wife, he will have an abundance of shichva zera, which can cause tzaras. The Mishnah. If the kayin has only one beitza, or none, or they're crushed, these are considered mumin. Daf mem hei, the next Mishnah. If a kayin suffers from knees or ankles bent the wrong way, or other types of bone issues, these are also called mumin. Extra fingers, this is a machlaikas. If someone is ambidextrous, i.e. can do things with both his right and his left hand, Rabbi says pasul, the Chachamim say kosher. Gemara. Broken or misformed bones, as a mum, we learn from the pasuk in Vayikra, Chaf Aleph, o shever rego. An extra aver, any extra aver, can be metama ba'ayhel and metama b'maga uvamasa. If we have rove of a binyan of a mace, two calves and one thigh bone, or rove of a minyan, 125, at least 125 of the 248 evarim, then it is metame. The Gemara says that a man has 248 evarim, ramach evarim, but a woman has an extra 4 evarim, so she has 252. This, by the way, is one of the reasons that we light two neiris, two candles on Friday night, because the gematria of ner plus ner is equal to 500. And the evarim of a man, which is 248, plus a woman, which is 252, is also equal to 500. The 4 extra evarim, which a woman has, are not metama ba'ayho. The Gemara says if a person is a lefty, i.e. he does primary things with his left hand, then he's pasul for the avoda. If he's ambidextrous, he can do with both hands. Rabbi says pasul, since it's a sign that his right hand is weaker, which is a mum. The Chacham say it's kosher, since he still has a lot of strength in his left hand, but he still has some strength in his right hand. The Rishayim, as is brought in Kuntras Aladaf, consider which foot should be used by a left-footed Yavam when performing Chalitza. One possibility is that despite the fact that his right foot is his weaker foot, it's still called Yamin, his right foot, and the Chalitza shoe should be placed on his right foot. Basur Yamin di Alma. Another possibility is that one stronger foot is halachically considered Yamin, and accordingly the left-footed Yavam must don the Chalitza shoe on his left foot, since this is his stronger foot. In lack of a conclusive resolution to the question, the Rishayim rule that if a Yavam is left-footed, he must accommodate both views, and Chalitza should be performed twice, once with the Chalitza shoe on his right foot, and once with it on his left foot. And in fact, this is how the Rama paskins and Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Chofei, that a person who is left-handed, left-footed, so to say, a Yavam, does Chalitza twice, once with each foot. The Mishnah. A black person, a midget, a deaf person, a shaita, a drunk, this passels the kayin, any of these can passel the kayin from doing the avoda. Gemara. Hashem considers a person who is tall to be someone with a maila, and a tall man shouldn't marry a tall woman, or it's potential possible that a too tall of a child will come out. The same thing with a midget marrying to a midget. We're afraid that they'll have a child who is also a midget. Finally, if a kayin does avoda while he's drunk, this is considered to be profanity. The Mishnah. By these cases, it's kosher by a man, but pasul by a behema. Oisev yesbenai, treifa, yetzei daifin, and the avoda done with it. If a kayin marries a grusha, he cannot do the avoda until he gets divorced. Gemara. The halacha of oisev yesbenai only applies to a mother and her offspring, not to a father and his offspring. Daf mem vav. Amemer said if someone makes a neder berabim, there is hafara, but if it's al das rabim, there is no hafara. This marks the end of this perek. Perek ches yesh bechor, the Mishnah. It's possible to have a person who is considered to be a bechor for the purpose of nachla, meaning that he gets a double portion of Yerusha from his father. But he is not considered to be a bechor in that he'll need a pidyon haben via a kayin. For example, if a child is born but doesn't live very long, the father doesn't have to mourn for it, so there's no double nachla. But the next child is considered a bechor lenachla. However, there's no pinyin aben, because the second child is now a second child. The first child is the one who's the peter rechem. Or the first Vlad opened the womb but died. So the second one is Lanachla, but not Lakayim. No Pinyin Aben. Or if the first Vlad looked like an animal, so this is called Peter Rechem, the second one was normal, so the second one is Lanachla, gets a double portion, but not Lakayim. The Chachamim argue, and say the first isn't even called a Peter Rechem. If a father never had children, and he married a woman who had children, so since the Nachla goes after the father, their new child will be Lanachla. He'll get double. But since Peter Rechem goes after the mother, the child will not be Lakayim, since she already had children from before. Therefore, this second child is not Peter Rechem, and no Pidyon HaBen would be needed. Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, since the Pasuk says, Peter Rechem be Yisrael, if a woman gives birth to a child before she is Jewish, if she has a child after she is Jewish, this one is considered to be the Peter Rechem, the second one. Cases of Bechor Lakayin v'lo Lanachla are if he had children before, but she did not. So the common child is the Peter Rechem, but there is no Lanachla. The Gemara. If the head comes out of the womb, and the baby is a Nephil, this is not considered Peter Rechem, since it cannot survive. So the next child may be the Peter Rechem. The Gemara says the birth of a child is determined by when its forehead comes out of the mother's womb, except by Nachla, in terms of regarding Nachla, where the full face comes out. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the forehead comes out, that's enough. In order for a woman to be able to remarry, someone must have seen the dead husband's partsuf, his face and his nose. But however, there is a kula by a dead husband regarding marriage, since we can rely on Eid Echad, Eid Mipi Eid, Eid Mipi Isha, or Eid Mipi Evet. Daf Mem Zayin. If a person converted after he already had children, what happens with his firstborn after conversion? Rabbi Yochanan says he's not a Bechor, therefore there's no Pishnayim. Reish Lakish says he is a Bechor, so there is Pishnayim. Since Gershon is Geyer kekatan shenel adami, so he's like a new person. The same machlekes applies to the mitzvah of Piryo Verivya. If he already had children from before, Rabbi Yochanan says, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. Since the reason we know that there's a mitzvah of Piryo Verivya comes from the pasuk in Yeshayah Mem Hei, lo yisahu v'raha lo shavis yitzara. And he did populate the world, even though he wasn't Jewish, but he populated the world, therefore he was mekayim the mitzvah already. According to Reish Lakish, he must start all over again, since before he's really like not a person. Gershon Iskayer kekatan shenelad dami. A Levi, if the father is a Levi, or a Bas Levi, in other words, the mother is a Levi, is not mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. The same thing, of course, applies to a Kayin or a Bas Kayin as well. If either of the parents were the daughter of a son of a Kayin, also the child is not mechuyev in Pidyon HaBen. If a Kayin dies and he left over a Bechor, who is a Cholol, i.e. the child came from the marriage between a Kayin and a Grusha, which is a forbidden marriage, so the son must redeem himself. This is what Rabbi Chizda says. Rabbi Huna says that he doesn't need to redeem himself. The Mishnah. What are the cases where the Vlad is a Bechor for both Pidyon and Nachla, even if something else came out before it? More answers, if the first one was so underdeveloped that it isn't really a child, so number two would be the Vlad for both Pidyon and Yerusha, if the first was under 40 days. If the first was a C-section and the second was regular, neither is a Bechor. According to Reb Shimon, the first is Lanachla, the second is for Pidyon HaBen. The Mishnah. If a woman becomes a first-time mother with twin boys, and she doesn't know which one came out first, so the father gives it five slayim to the kain, says Miman of Shach, one of them is definitely a Bechor. But if one of the twins died before 30 days, then he's pater from giving chamesh slayim as Pidyon HaBen to the kain, since the burden of proof is now on the kain. Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya, the father is the muchzak. If the twins were one boy and one girl, and a suffix which one came out, the kain cannot ask for the five slayim. The Gemara. If there were two people with the same name in one city, two Yosef ben Shimons, and they bought a field b'shutfis, the Baal Chayiv can come to either of them to collect money. The rule is that a person's property is like his arev, it's like his guarantor. If he can't pay, the Baal Chayiv can be teveah from the field. Just like if someone is an arev, a guarantor of a loan, if the levi can't pay, the Baal Chayiv can be teveah from the arev, from the guarantor. When brothers divide the estate of their father, Achim Shechalku, they're called partial Yoshim and partial Lekuchais, since it's a suffix if we say Yesh Brera or not. The Mishnah. If two women are married to one man, and both had a boy, and we don't know which belonged to who, so the father has to give the Kayin five slime plus another five slime. If one died, B'toich Shleishim Yayim, if he had given already 10 to one Kayin, then that one Kayin must return 5. But if he gave the 10 to two different Kohanim, he gets no refund, since each can taina, they have the 5 slayim of the real Bechor. If there's one boy and one girl, or two girls and one boy, so 5 go to the Kayin, 5 slayim go to the Kayin. If 2 plus 2, so the Kayin gets nothing. If two women to one man, one had already had a child, and two Zecharim were born, so only 5 Slayim go to the Kohen. Daf Mem Tes, the next Mishnah. If a Vadei Bechor died before he was 30 days old, even if the 5 Slayim were already given to the Kohen must return them. But if he didn't die till after 30 days, even if he didn't pay the Kohen yet, he must still do so on day 30. The Chachamim say he doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Akiva says it's a suffix. If he already gave the money, we don't take it back. But if he didn't give the money, then he doesn't have to now give the Kohen the money. Gemara. From the fact that the Pasuk says, Mi ben chaydish v'amala, that the Chiyav is really from day 31. Rav Ashi says, if the child dies on day 30, it's like day 29. Therefore, there's no money to the Kohen. And there's also no avelus either, since the rule is that we always say, Paskin like Shmuel, that halacha kedivrei ha-mekel ba-avelus. The next Mishnah. If the father dies before 30 days, we assume that he never paid a kain, since the chazak is that people don't redeem until after day 30, unless we have proof to the contrary. If after day 30, the chazaka is that he was redeemed. If the father and the son need to be redeemed, and there's only enough money for one, so the father comes first. Rabbi Yehuda says the child comes first, since the chiyav for him was really his father's chiyav. The child is now his own chiyav. The rule is, when we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is kerav be'isuri. Otherwise, we paskin like Shmuel. The 5 slayim we give to a kain is like a milva bishtar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan, it's like a milva al peh, which is, of course, less powerful. The Mishnah. The 5 slayim by pidyon haben is the size of a mana tzuri. By pidyon, one can use kesef or shava kesef, except for the shekel of adar that must be bedafka a matbea of a chatzi shekel. We read Parsha Shkolim every year, but that's the shekel that has to be exactly the exact matbea. Dafnun the Gemara. Rava says the sela midaraisa is the equivalent of 3 1/3 dinar tzuri. Rav Chanina said, anytime the Torah uses the term kesef by itself, it means a sela. In Navi, a kesef means 25 slam, and in Ksuvim it means 100 slam. The one exception of the Torah is by Ephron, by Avram, when kesef there means 100 slayim. Arba meas kesef over la secher, must be money which is acceptable everywhere. Rabbi Shai said, they wanted to put all the money of the world into Geniza, since when the Goyim plundered the Beis HaMikdash, they were metame all kesef, which then got circulated with all other money in the world. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said, if the Torah regarding kesef says shekel, it means selat tzuri. If it says kesef without shekel, it means dinar tzuri. If there is a kesef midrabanan, it means kesef medina. Finally, according to Beis Hillel, the kesef said by Kedushin means a pruta or a shava pruta. According to Beis Shammai, it means a dinar or a shava dinar. Daf Nun Aleph. When a person gives money for karbanos tzibur, or money to redeem maaser sheni, it must be 2 mice which are in the form of a coin, of coined metal, not shava kesef. As the pasuk in Devarim Yudalit says, "Bitzarta ha kesef biyadecha."